Hi, this is a dictation for Soleimani Sono, S-O-U-L-E-Y-M-A-N-E, last name Sono, S-O-N-O, date of birth is 2/23/1998, date of accident 9/29/2021, date of service is 4/26/2028. The procedure is interspinous ligament injection L3-4, interspinous injection L4-5, interspinous ligament injection. Let me redo it. The procedure being done is interspinous ligament injection with steroid with fluoroscopy at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Date of procedure is 4/26/2022. Medical indications are as follows. Mr. Soleimani Sono has a issues at L4-5, L5-S1 as far as the MRI is concerned due to the history of lower back pain that was done. In addition, he has a cervical and thoracic spine injuries. And the MRI shows a mild increased signal within the interspinous ligament at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 consisting with the interspinous ligament injury and edema. Hence, the injections are being proposed with steroid into the interspinous ligament under fluoroscopy. The procedure for the interspinous ligament injections are as follows. The patient, after signing a consent and all the risk and reward were investigated and explained to the patient, and all the question and answer were done, the patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite. A IV line was begun, as well as a nitrous oxide anesthesia was begun. Patient was placed on Borset, 2 milligram, and vital signs were monitored. The area was cleaned with alcohol and betadine. The area of L3-4 was identified with a radio opaque object. A middle of the spine was injected with a syringe, 3cc syringe, using number 25 needle, 2 inch long, to go into the ligament, interspinous ligament at L3-4. APN lateral view was used to confirm the position of the needle, and then 3 cc of dexamethasone with morphine was injected at this location. This procedure was again repeated at L4, L5, and L5-S1. Entire needle was withdrawn in each episode, and a bandage was applied. Patient left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.